Welcome to file number 11 in the Odin Mobile Nexus 5 tutorial. This file comes with several warnings. Please make sure to listen to this file in its entirety without skipping any information. Please also make sure that you call Odin Mobile before performing this step to make sure that it is indeed necessary. This is not a file to be taken lightly. Hello everyone, Jared Jika here. And as I just stated, this file definitely comes with several warnings. First of all, if you feel uncomfortable in any way, shape, or form in performing this step, please make sure you have an individual around with eyeballs. As this is a step I have done numerous times, I don't need anyone here to do this. However, if you are brand new to Nexus, Android in general, whatever the case may be, and you feel uncomfortable in any way, please do not perform this on your own. We are going to show you how to do a factory reset on your Nexus 5 and go through the startup wizard, putting your information in, and hopefully getting all of your apps, which should happen automatically. You are going to need a couple things when you do this, so keep everything in mind as you listen to this file. First of all, before performing this step at all, please make sure your battery is as close to 100% as possible. Do you need 100%? The answer is no. However, it is advised that your battery is as good as possible, as strong as possible. If the battery goes low while the phone is reinstalling most of your apps from your Gmail account, you can plug in at that time. This is in one of those cases where a factory reset is needed and all else has been tried before this step. Again, please do not do this step or this procedure if you feel at all uncomfortable. At least don't perform it by yourself. Have a sighted person around with you just in case something doesn't go correctly, especially re-enabling accessibility. Having stated that a few times, we're going to dive right into this and go ahead and do it. One thing you are going to need is either an external speaker or a set of earphones or earbuds that you can plug into the phone. This is because when you first type passwords until you can get in and change some settings, which we will show you the settings you need to fix on your own. Speaking of passwords, by default is not on. And what I mean by this is as you're typing and moving your finger across the screen, across the keyboard, you will not hear letters, but you will hear the word dot every time you touch a letter. And when you remove your finger, you will hear the word dot. If you use earphones, earbuds, or a speaker that you can hook into the earphone jack, you are good to go. Passwords will speak as you're typing them. At least, when you move your finger around the keyboard, they will talk. When you lift your finger, you will probably hear the word dot. I'm going to hook a wire directly into my computer, into the line in jack, so that we can hear when I type my password. However, obviously, I'm not going to let you hear my password. So I'm hooking the jack into the, or I'm hooking the wire into the line in jack on my computer now. Information, you just plugged a device into the audio jack. As you see, I've plugged a device into the audio jack. And we will get to that momentarily. We're ready to reset the phone, so let's go ahead and unlock it.
1:14 p.m. Slide area, unlock.
What we need to do is go to the app drawer.
Apps, page 2 of 3.
And we need to find settings.
Play games. Apps page 3 of 3. Quick calendar. Quick office. Screen filter. Settings. Settings.
Now that we're in settings, we need to find backup and restore. I do know that I need to scroll a little bit, so I'm going to do the two-finger gesture for scrolling a list.
Display. Backup and reset.
And I have found it, so I'm going to double tap here.
Backup and reset.
I want you to hear everything on this screen, so unlike my normal way, I'm going to go ahead and swipe through this so you can hear what's all on this screen.
Backup and reset. More options button. Backup and restore. Backup my data. Backup app data. Wi-Fi passwords and other settings to Google servers. Checkbox checked.
This is a setting that you also set. That setting is one that when you do the startup wizard, you do set this.
Backup account, jamandjerry2011@gmail.com. Automatic restore, when reinstalling an app, restore backed up settings and data, checkbox, checked. Personal data. Factory data reset, erases all data on phone.
That is what we want. We want to do a factory reset, so I'm going to double tap.
Factory data reset. Factory data reset. Navigate up. This will erase all data from your phone's internal storage, including your Google account, system and app data and settings, downloaded apps, music, photos, other user data. You are currently signed into the following accounts. jamandjerry2011@gmail.com. Reset phone button.
All right, so at the very bottom here, we have a reset phone button.
Reset phone button.
So I'm going to double tap this.
Reset.
And we have one more screen we're presented with.
Reset. Navigate up. Erase all your personal information and downloaded apps. You can't reverse this action. Erase everything button.
Basically, it's warning me that if I take this step, everything is gone off this phone. Remember, this is the last chance you have to back out of this. Once I double tap here, it's irreversible.
Alert power off, shutting down.
Okay, the phone is now shutting down and doing its thing. There it just vibrated. And I want you to, if you ever do perform this step, I want you to perform it as you're listening to this file so you can hear how long it takes to do certain things. This procedure does take a while, and you're not going to know when to do the two-finger press to activate accessibility. The activating of accessibility is done at the very first setup screen. This was not something you had to do when you purchased your Nexus 5 through us, as we had already activated accessibility and some other features for you. However, if you have to perform this step, you will now know everything you have to go through. The phone just vibrated again. You will now know what you have to go through to do this. After this second vibrate, we're going to wait probably about 2 minutes. What the phone is doing at this time is resetting the phone all the way back to a factory state, erasing everything that you have put on it, all your apps, all your personal data, any ringtones, videos, music, pictures, etc. It is strongly advised that before doing this, you back things up to your computer in a temporary area. In other words, if you've put ringtones on your phone in the SD card portion of your phone, and remember, it's not a physical SD card, it's a virtual SD card. At any rate, there's a small vibrate there. So we're still going to wait here just a little bit longer. At any rate, if you've put anything on the phone, even pictures, such as if you've taken pictures with your camera or you've taken videos with your camera, it is strongly, strongly advised to back all this stuff up before performing this, as it will be gone. I know some of you are probably out there saying, he's saying this an awful lot. It's because I want to make sure you understand the criticalness of this action. I'm going to give the phone just a little bit longer just to make sure that I'm at an area where I can do the two-finger double tap or the two-finger press and hold. Again, this is not something you've ever had to do because we've activated accessibility for you. What you're presented with is a wizard, and the startup screen of the wizard says, please select language. English is usually highlighted by default, and below that is a start button. This is the screen that we need to activate accessibility. If we mess up and somehow accidentally hit that start button, you're not going to be able to activate accessibility on your own. You'll need sighted assistance. The way to activate accessibility is you place two fingers on the screen of the phone and hold them there for about a total of 7 to 8 seconds. After about 3 to 4 seconds, you will hear the phone telling you to continue holding your fingers until you hear a tone, and then it'll activate accessibility. I do believe it's been long enough, so we're going to try it. Even I don't know exactly when to do the two-finger press and hold. So I'm going to attempt this now. 1, 2, 3.
Continue touching the screen until you hear a beep to enable accessibility mode.
7, 8.
Accessibility mode. When Explore by Touch is turned on, you can touch the screen to learn what's under your finger. For example, the current screen contains app icons. Find one of them by touching the screen and sliding your finger around.
This always pops up. It's a tutorial on how to use TalkBack. I don't need it, so therefore I'm going to find the exit button.
Exit button. Setup wizard.
I have double tapped the exit button. I'm going to quickly make the phone talk so I can turn the phone back up to 100%.
Welcome. Edit box. English United Kingdom button. Double tap to select. Double tap and hold to long press. Music volume set to 100%.
Okay. So here's what we are presented with.
Welcome. English United Kingdom button. Edit box. English United States. Start button.
Now, as you see, the button says English United Kingdom. However, the edit box says English United States. That's because if you double tap the English United Kingdom button, it will take you into the list of languages that are there. The edit box saying English United States is showing you what's selected. Because I don't need to change any of this, and because I've got accessibility going now, I'm going to hit the start button.
Select Wi-Fi. Showing items 1 to 5 of 5.
Okay, we are first presented with a Wi-Fi screen. If you have Wi-Fi, this is where you would put your info in. Also keep in mind, this is where you're going to have to be typing a password if your Wi-Fi has one.
Jika House, secured with WPA2W, Jika House 5G, secured, AT, Jika House 5G. Alert Jika House 5G, signal strength, excellent, security, WPA2PSK, password, show advanced options, cancel, connect.
Okay.
Dot. Cancel, show password checkbox, not checked.
Alrighty. As I said in the prior tutorial, to make sure you don't type something by accident, slide your finger up away from the keyboard before removing your finger off the screen. As you see, as I was moving my finger across the keyboard, all I heard was dot, 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 dot. The way to get around this is to hook something into the headset jack of the phone. You can either use earbuds, a headset that has a jack on it, earphones, or an external speaker. I happen to have a wire that will hook my phone into my computer. I've already got one end hooked into my computer. I'm going to hook the other end into the phone. And now, if I touch the keyboard... Oops.
F. H. U. Show password checkbox, not checked.
As you see, we now are able to hear letters. I'm going to type my Wi-Fi password.
B. H. J. Dot. Symbols. 4. Dot. T. Y. Dot.
Now that I'm done typing my password, I'm going to hit my back button.
Back button. Keyboard hidden. Show advanced option. Connect button. Select Wi-Fi. Connecting.
So...
Set. Got Google.
As you see now, it did connect to my Wi-Fi. And now we are presented with a Got Google screen. Let's show you what's here.
Got Google. Do you have a Google account? If you use Gmail or Google Apps, answer yes. Yes button. Type email and password, showing email keyboard.
Okay, because it knows it's an email field, it's going to show me the email keyboard. Just a quick note, if your email address is through Gmail, you do not need to type the @gmail.com. You simply type the information before the at symbol. When you double tap the password field, it will automatically fill in the @gmail.com for you. Saves you a little bit of typing. I will type my Jam and Jerry 2011 here.
H J J Shift A B N M M N M M O J I M N N J J E E T R R E R R T Y Y symbols at 2 2 9 0 0 1 1 1.
I have finished typing in Jam and Jerry 2011. I'm going to go find the password field.
Edit box, password.
I'm going to double tap
it. Double tap to enter text.
Now watch what'll happen when I double tap on this edit field.
Showing text keyboard.
Notice it now changes to a text keyboard. Let's go look at the username, or I should say the email address, real quick to see what has happened.
Edit box, password. Edit box, jamandjerry2011@gmail.com.
So as you see, it has finished typing the @gmail.com for me. I am still in the password field, so I will now type my password for Gmail.
Comma, symbols. Shift A, symbols. Dollar sign, 4, 5, dot. Shift at 1.
Now that I have finished typing my password, I'm going to hit...
Delete. Done. Alert by signing in. You are agreeing to the Google Terms of Service and Privacy Policy, Chrome Terms of Service and Privacy Notice, and Google Play Terms of Service. Cancel. Okay.
The done was on the keyboard. It is where the enter key normally is. As you will find in times... The enter key that's on the keyboard will occasionally change to other things depending on the edit field you're in, the app you're in, and what you're doing. As you saw, in this case, it changed from an enter key to a done key. I'm presented with a screen now where I have an OK and a cancel button. I'm going to hit OK.
OK button. Keyboard hidden. Let app location. Backup and restore.
Okay, here's where we are presented with the backup and restore screen. And there's all kinds of stuff here. I'm going to swipe through it so you can see what's all here.
Checkbox. Checked. Updating YouTube.
As you see, it is also updating.
Successfully updated YouTube. Updating Cloud Print.
It is.
Successfully updated Cloud Print.
We are updating some of the default apps that are already installed
updating
on the phone.
Updating Chrome browser. Google. Successfully updated Chrome browser. Google. Updating Google. Successfully updated Google Now Launcher. Updating Google Drive. Successfully updated Google Drive. Updating Google Play Books. Successfully updated Google Play Books.
Okay, I do believe it's done. So I'm going to start this again from the top of the screen.
Google Services. Backup and restore. Backup and restore. Checkbox. Checked. Backup your data to a Google account. Restore previous backups to this device. Data includes apps, app settings, system settings, and Wi-Fi passwords. Location.
Basically, what all that is saying is all of your settings you had prior. Now, this does not mean for apps themselves. It means your Android settings, such as your volume levels, your display settings, anything in the Wi-Fi, possibly Bluetooth stuff that you have stored prior, any app, any settings that you may have set should restore once we get past this section here.
Location. Checkbox. Checked. Let apps better determine your location. Anonymous location data will be collected and sent to Google. Checkbox. Checked. For improved accuracy and other purposes, scan for Wi-Fi networks, even when Wi-Fi is off. Google's location service uses Wi-Fi and other signals to determine location more precisely and quickly, often with lower power usage than GPS. Some data may be stored on your device. Data may be collected even when no apps are running. Communication. Communication. Checkbox. Checked. Keep me up to date with news and offers from Google Play. Next button.
All right, so I'm going to hit the next button.
Account sync. Using Google account, showing tech, the phone uses your name to personalize some apps. Edit box, Jared. Edit box, Jitcha.
So as you see, we have a keyboard. We also need to make that keyboard go away.
Back button. Back button. Keyboard hidden. Edit box, Jitcha. Back button. Next button. Google search. Google Now. Information when you need it without searching. San Francisco. 85 degrees. Sunny. 10%. Free. 91 degrees.
As you see, it's just showing us some stuff here. You could continue swiping through it if you want. But down in the bottom right-hand corner.
For example, weather, flight status, traffic before. Next button. Next button. Google search.
So as you saw, there
no
is
no connection. Can't download attachment.
Well, there we got a little bit of an error. And sometimes this does happen. And that's okay.
Get Google Now. Google Now is always working for you to help you through your day. Google needs to get Google Now. Google Now is always working for you to help you through your day. Google needs to use and store your location for traffic alerts, directions, and more. Use your synced calendars, Gmail, Chrome, and Google data for reminders and other suggestions. Learn more. No, maybe later, button. Yes, I'm in, button.
So we want to double tap the yes, I'm in button.
Device unlocked, home.
And the device is now unlocked.
Folder, Google Play Store. Search button. Voice search button. Home screen 1 of 2, settings.
Now you're probably asking yourself, where did the Odin mobile widget go? Well, in this case, it's gone. The Odin mobile widget is something that we install on your phone for you. However, when you do a factory reset, you do not get the Odin mobile widget back.
Installing Apex Launcher Pro.
As you
installing HiQ MP3 voice recorder full. Installing Big Ben for Chime Time. Installing Tap Tap C. Installing Lyft.
Lyft, thank you.
Installing Screen Filter. Installing Darwin Wallet. Installing Acapella TTS Voices. Installing SMS Messaging AOSP.
My phone is...
Installing Paul TTS Voice English.
My phone is still going completely nuts, as you can tell. What it's doing is installing all the apps that I had on here prior. Any apps that I have on here or had on here...
Installing Audio Boot 2 Beta.
Any apps that I...
Installing FTP Plugin 4 Total Commander. Installing Wi-Fi Signal Strength. Installing Up Sound Down. Installing Eloquence Text to Speech.
Any apps that I had on here prior, the passwords and usernames will not be there. I will need to fill those in on my own. But as you see, I don't need to go to the Play Store and reinstall all of the apps that I had installed on here prior. Whether they be free apps or paid apps, it will reinstall.
Robert Miller. Installing which TTS Voice English?
As you see, though...
Installing all tracker and stopwatch and timer.
As you see, though, it is installing all of
installing
my...
Installing SP...
All of my apps that I had on here before.
Installing Hunter Cuckoo 4 Chime. Installing Grandfather Clock Chime Time. Installing TotalBox 4 Total Commander. Installing Total Commander File Manager. Installing Hermail W4 Chime Time.
I'm going to touch the screen to keep the...
Installing Sky Motion.
To keep, you know, reset the...
Installing Maple Cuckoo 4 Chime Team.
To re...
Installing Westminster T4 Chime Time.
To reset the screen's
timeout. Installing WebDAV Plugin Total Commander. Installing AXAM Battery Monitor. Installing White and Yellow Pages. Installing Snapdragon TM Battery Group. Installing LAN Plugin 4 Total Commander. Installing EvolveSums. Installing NAWA Weather. Installing Android Music Player.
One of the reasons why I'm waiting for this to finish installing apps is a very good one. If you tried going into the app drawer while it's sitting here installing apps, you could really run into some interesting things because as it's installing the apps, obviously the icons are going to start reappearing. And this could throw you off. So it's just best to wait and let it finish reinstalling all of your apps. As you see, this could take a little while. I happen to have a fast internet, so... This should go relatively quick.
Play Store.
I'm just kind of touching the screen just to make sure. All right. I haven't heard anything else install here in a little bit. So either it's done or it's still working on something that's rather large. So what I'm going to go ahead and do quickly is get to settings. Because I want to show you what settings you want to make sure either... migrated, and in other words, they did fix themselves, or you may have to go fix them. Let's go look. First of all, let's go to the app drawer.
Apps. Apps. Home screen 1 of 2.
There's still some more apps it's got to install. Notice I've only got 2 home screens at the moment. Let's go ahead and quickly go to home screen 3, or home screen 2.
Apps page 2 of 3. Life. Play games.
Actually, there are 3 pages now.
Apps page 3 of 3. You Sky Motion. Double settings. Settings.
Okay, we already know the Wi-Fi has taken because first of all, I did put it in myself. However, once Google started restoring all of my stuff, it would have re-put it back in anyway. So, the first one I want to go check is display.
Display. Display.
We want to make sure that the sleep timer is set where it's supposed to be.
Daydream. Font size, norm, pulse notification, cast screen, sleep, after 30 minutes of inactivity.
Okay.
Double tap to select.
As you see, mine is set to 30 minutes. That's what it was set to before I did the reset. Notice it's still set there. This is a good thing. This means that it looks like everything is being restored correctly.
Back button, settings.
The next thing I want to check is the password issue. So to check that, what we need to do is go under security.
Device, apps, tap and pay, personal, location, security, security.
And I need to look at the password issue here.
Make passwords visible, checkbox, checked.
Okay, that setting took. I have another setting that I'm going to quickly check. It's one that you may or may not need, depending on if you ever plan on hooking your phone to your computer and installing APK files from third-party sources, which I will not go into on here because that's a very advanced thing that if you don't know about it, you should not do it, nor should you change the setting if you don't know anything about it or you don't plan on doing it.
Passwords. Make device administrators and known sources. Allow installation of apps from sources other than the Play Store. Check. Alert your phone and personal data are more vulnerable to attack by apps from unknown sources. You agree that you are solely responsible for any damage to your phone or loss of data that may result from using these apps. Cancel. Okay. Okay button. Security.
Okay.
Back button. Settings.
Let's go check a couple more settings, at least for me. I'm going to go check under accessibility. I'm going to just make sure a couple things are still set the way I want.
Accessibility. Accessibility. Auto rotate screen. Checkbox. Checked. Not checked.
For some reason, that did not get saved. I always uncheck this, and I highly advise you do the same.
Speak passwords. Checkbox. Checked. Accessibility shortcut. On. Text-to-speech output.
See.
Large text. Check. Power button ends call. Checkbox. Not checked. Checked.
Make sure you also check this if you like the fact that the power button ends phone calls.
Back button. Settings.
One more change I want to quickly make is to have it not sync my Gmail. I'm not sure if you use the email on your phone or not. So this is a simply personal choice. And I know simply is not the right word I should use.
Mikey Moore training session.
However, and that's a good thing that reminded me of that. I'm going to quickly turn off the Gmail syncing. In other words, just for email. I want it to sync my calendar. I want it to sync my contacts, but I don't want it syncing my email.
Add account.
So to do this,
double tap to select Google.
We find where it says Google.
Double tap to select accounts.
See where it says accounts? We're going to go under there.
Google.
And I'm going to double tap it.
Google.
Up near the top is your email address.
Accounts. Sync error. jamandjerry2011@gmail.com. Sync.
Okay, what I've done is I double tapped on that. As you saw, there was a sync error of some sort. That's okay. Everything I want synced is fine. I'm going to find email.
Gmail. Last sync July 20. Drive. Last sync. Gmail, last sync July 24th, 2014, 1:37 p.m. Checkbox, checked.
I'm going to uncheck this.
Double tap.
And now you'll see that Gmail is no longer syncing.
Gmail, sync is off. Checkbox, not checked.
This is a good thing. This is at least for me a good thing. This is the way I like my phone.
Back button, Google. Back button, settings. Back button, apps. Back button. Home screen 1 of 2.
And as you see, your phone is back to pretty much normal. I hope this has helped you in learning how to set your phone back to factory settings. Once again, I strongly urge that if you don't feel comfortable at all in any way, shape, or form, if you even feel the remote sense of hesitation, do not do this by yourself. Because if something goes wrong, you will get frustrated because you may not activate accessibility correctly. Also remember, call Odin Mobile and speak to the accessibility specialist before performing this step to make sure that it definitely is needed. Remember, this is a last option choice for you. In other words, you don't want to do this unless you absolutely have to. If you have any questions, feel free to contact the accessibility specialist, me, Jared Jika, at jamandjerry2011@gmail.com. Again, jamminjerry2011@gmail.com. Thank you for listening.